Samuel L. Jackson unimpressed by 2020 Democrats, wish Stacey Abrams would run. By Joshua Kaplan on June 11, 2019. Left-wing Hollywood star Samuel L. Jackson on Monday expressed empathy toward the crowded 2020 Democrat field, saying he wishes that failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, DGA, would challenge President Donald Trump for the White House. Appearing on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Samuel L. Jackson said that he has not yet found any of the 24 Democrats running for president that floats his boat. "I just haven't been inspired by what everybody's trying to do. Say, prove, whatever," said the Avengers, Endgame actor. "I kinda wish somebody as people-friendly in my mind as Stacey Abrams was running," he continued, prompting several cheers from the audience. Despite his lack of enthusiasm for the 2020 field, Jackson assured that he's definitely voting with the resistance whatever happens. "Let there be no doubt." Abrams, who still refuses to concede the Peach State's 2018 election for governor to Republican Brian Kemp, has signaled that she will run for the White House in 2020 if Democrats fail to speak out against voter suppression every day on the campaign trail. "Whether we have 23, 24, 25, or 150 candidates for president, we should demand from every single person an adherence to the values that we hold to be true. They must speak about voter suppression every day until every person who is legally entitled to vote has the right to vote in the United States of America," Abrams said in May's speech before the left-wing Center for American Progress Ideas conference. "When we see our voters and we give them their voices, we will see the change we need in America, and we will survive for another generation." Last week, the progressive darling called out Breitbart News for its coverage of her, saying she is fairly certain that the conservative news outlet will think she is delusional for once more insisting that she won her bid for governor. "Now, I'm fairly certain that Breitbart and Daily Caller are now spinning up the memes that will tell everyone that I am delusional and a liar," she said. "When we think that elections are about politicians, we are confused. When we believe that elections end with the counting of votes, we are wrong. Elections are about people. They're about ideas. They're about values. And they're about the progress we can make as a people. And in 2018, we made progress in the state of Georgia." Earlier this month, Abrams raised eyebrows when it was announced she would be attending this year's ever secretive Bilderberg conference in Switzerland with White House senior adviser Jared Kushner and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.